priestess, perspective, family. I am feeling fired the F up. We are going to jump right into today's episode. If this episode found you, it is honestly no coincidence. This was meant to find you. And I just believe that, and that is all. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about a message from source you are meant to hear right now, a message from source that I am receiving right now, and this is your sign not to give up. In fact, the only people who do not succeed, are people who give up. And let me tell you something, giving up is a choice. Because see, in life, I have decided, and you are now going to decide, that when it comes to your dreams and when it comes to your ambitions and when it comes to your desires, you will either achieve them or die trying. And when you have that mindset that there is no outcome except an outcome in which it works out, guess what happens? You become the 1%. Because let me tell you, when it comes to the dreams, to the ambitions, even to everyday life, there are going to be challenges. If you want to become a business owner, oh, let me tell you, there are going to be challenges. If you want to have your dream body, there are going to be challenges. And when you, if you want, you know, become a millionaire or buy a dream home or something as simple as, for me, getting my ADHD medication, which we'll get into, there are going to be challenges. You see, when people are faced with challenges, 99% of people give up. Let me tell you, when I started TikTok, when I started social media, when I started my business, there were so many days where I was faced with a challenge. Days where I got hate comments. Days where I put out a program and no one bought. Days where I felt uninspired. Days where I looked at myself and I was so effing anxious to post. I was so anxious to be on camera. The first time I went live on TikTok, I was shitting a brick. I was so scared, okay? When I was on my weight loss journey, there were so many days where I stepped on the scale after weeks of trying, weeks of putting in hard work. And guess what? The number went up. And you know what? When these things happen, you know what people do? They give up. They give the number on the scale. They give the hate comments. They give their current circumstances more power than their own conviction. They give their current circumstances the power to define their destiny. And let me tell you, it is those challenges exactly. Yo, you may be going through a challenge right now. And let me tell you, this is where everyone gives up. And this is exactly where you will keep going. This is exactly the beginning. See, it doesn't even begin until you walk over the hurdle. You walk into a door that's locked enough times, guess what? It'll break open. You find a key. You find the door handle. When you stop viewing failure as a bad thing, when you stop viewing challenge as a bad thing, that is when you will succeed. When you view challenge as something fun, as something that you are capable of overcoming, even though maybe 99% of people will not, know that you are the 1%. Know that you are the one who will continue. And that is exactly why you are extraordinary. That is exactly why you are unlike anyone else. That is exactly why you will have all of your desires. And it isn't so much even a tangible thing as much as it is a mindset thing. See, this is something I teach in Rich Bitch Bootcamp, which, by the way, if you are listening to this, you are about to get the literal craziest promo that Rich Bitch Bootcamp has ever seen, which is 30% off its already discounted price that it is currently on right now using code ACTIVATE. I don't know how much longer it will last, so I highly recommend you check if it's still active right now. Use code ACTIVATE because I'm feeling a fucking activation right now in the air. It is the Taurus new moon as we are recording this right now, and I feel activated. And I really feel like if you are listening to this right now, you are going through an activation. So you can use code ACTIVATE on Rich Bitch Bootcamp as well as Manifest Magic right now. I'll link that for you down below. I really feel like today is the day for you to start that. If you've been eyeing it, it is my subconscious reprogramming program to manifest millions, to manifest your desired abundance, to manifest the dream business, the dream career, the dream success and fame and whatever it is you want, the dream life, happiness, contentment, and true fulfillment. And so much of that, as you know, is mindset. And so I have that down below for you. But something I teach in Rich Bitch Bootcamp is how you write the story. That you choose your destiny. And if you persist in the assumption of what your destiny is, despite your circumstances and in spite of your circumstances, you will never fail. You will never fail. And I want you to think of a time in your life where maybe the first time it didn't work out and you persisted. Maybe the second time it didn't work out and you persisted. And guess what? In the end, you won. It was my dream my whole life to study abroad in Singapore. And I applied my junior year, or was it my sophomore year at the time, in college to study abroad at the number one university in Asia. And I did not get in. And most people, I got into a college in London, actually. And I was like, oh, maybe whatever. I did not give up. I said, I chose my destiny. I see it. I feel it. I can almost taste it. An opportunity will come again and I will make it happen. And guess what? I reapplied and I got in the second time to the number one university in Asia. And it was so worth it. And you see, most people, when they get that first rejection, they give up. They give up. But that was exactly the moment I said, I'm going to hold my head high and I'm going to persist. I don't even need to get upset. I don't even need to cry. I don't need to feel anxious. I don't need to be upset because you know what is looking out for you? This universe. It is all working out for you. It is all conspiring in your favor. Every single thing is happening for a reason. And when you realize that, you are literally unstoppable, because you will persist when 99% of people will not. Do you understand me? On the days where I stepped on the scale and the number went up, it was so easy. It would have been so easy to throw the scale, you know, throw myself off the scale and say, fuck this, I'm giving up, go pick up a bag of chips, whatever. But I trusted. I said, I can almost feel myself in the dream body. I see it. I see myself taking photos in it. I see myself walking around in that dress in Europe. I just see it and I can feel it, and I choose it to be mine. Because I am the creator of my reality, and you are the creator of your reality. Is the scale the creator of your reality? Are the haters commenting the creators of your reality? Is your bank account or your boss the creator of your reality? Did you forget your divinity? Did you forget you were made with the all-encompassing power of God, of all-encompassing infinity? No bounds known. You're telling me you were born from nothing and you're questioning if you can make your dreams happen? No. Dream bigger. Dream bigger. Because one of the activities I have you do in Rich Bitch Bootcamp is the 10X activity. And what this 10X activity is, because I feel it right now, we've all been in this period of stagnation. Maybe it's been boring. I know for me it has been. I've felt unmotivated. I have felt uninspired. I have felt sad. And I am choosing to get out of it. I am choosing to move bigger. If you are feeling uninspired, if you are feeling lost, if you are feeling confused, if you are feeling uninspired, unmotivated, losing focus, you must dream bigger. You need to move bigger. What could that look like for you? All right, DM me on Instagram right now. And by the way, rate the podcast 5 stars. It really helps. But DM me on Instagram. What does moving bigger mean for you? What are you committing to? And so in the 10X activity in Rich Bitch Bootcamp, what I have you do is I have you think of 10 times of you making 10 times what it is you currently make. If you make $10,000 a month, imagine yourself making $100,000 a month. Because the truth is, right now, if it feels impossible, that is a limiting belief that you have to uncover, you have to work through, because it is limited. It is creating an upper limit on what you can achieve. If you make $20,000 a month, envision yourself making $200,000 a month. And I want you to journal about this. What thoughts come up? How does it feel? Does it feel attainable? And what's crazy, you guys, is at one point I was obviously making nothing. But eventually I worked my way up to making $10,000 a month in my business. And at the time, I would have thought it was impossible to make $100,000 in a month. I didn't even conceive making $100,000 in a year until I was like 30, because I was planning to be a teacher at the time. And once I started inching my way into the exploration, into the mental exploration, into the mental curiosity of what could be, once I started getting comfortable with the idea that I could move bigger, that I could have more, once I started to stretch those possibilities, stretch my inner upper limit and my mindset and beliefs, guess what happened? I started moving bigger. I started posting more. I started posting like I already had 1 million followers. Guess what happened? I was hitting $20,000 a month. And then I was hitting $30,000 a month. And then I was hitting $40,000 a month. And about a year later, guess what I made? $100,000 in a month, a six-figure month, which I used to think was impossible. And guess what changed? My mindset. And this is what I teach you guys to do, how to uncover those subconscious belief systems, how to reinstate new beliefs and reprogram those new beliefs into and hardwire them into your brain so that you are thinking with that upper limit being infinite, you know? And we do that in Rich Bitch Bootcamp, and I'm linking that down below for you. Don't forget to use code ACTIVATE. Hopefully it's still working. You are capable of everything. And if you don't know what you even want, do something crazy. Move big. And let me know in the DMs if you relate to this, because I have been dealing with some post-grad depression, stagnancy. And I just, for the life of me, couldn't get out of it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to begin. I didn't know what the next step. I didn't even know what I wanted anymore. You know, honestly, I felt lost. I felt confused. And what I realized was that in order to feel that progress, that obsession, that devotion to life itself, you need momentum. And momentum begins from activation. And the way we become activated is by setting a goal that stretches our current reality. It stretches our known bounds that we currently have. When we start thinking from a future version of us that lives different, that lives comfy, that lives happy, that lives excited. And we start thinking like him or her, and we stretch those limits. We start mentally exploring them. We subconsciously reprogram. We have this moment, this peak of activation that sets the universe into this momentous period where one thing leads to the next. But what it takes is that moment of activation. And my advice for those of you who need that activation right now, obviously, I highly recommend, beyond all else, joining Rich Bitch Bootcamp, joining Manifest Magic, but especially Rich Bitch Bootcamp, because you get that community, you get that activation from the people around you. You're plugged into a community that's shooting for the stars with you. It's really inspiring and it's really motivating. And you're plugged into the right mindset constantly, and you have that constant activation with the activities we do. But something I did that I personally recommend you start with is go back to the things that used to activate you. I cannot overstate the importance of this. I can guarantee you that there is someone that inspires the fuck out of you. And I want you to go back and rewatch a podcast of theirs that you watched years ago and it like changed your whole life and inspired you. Maybe there's one episode that spoke to you, or a book that spoke to you, or, you know, a speech or a talk or whatever, you what have you. There's one specific person that really, really speaks to my soul. They always have. And I recently like remembered this person and rewatched a podcast episode they were on, and then watched a new one they were on. And I'm just like, wow, yeah, this is it. Because if it activated you with your old mindset, imagine how much it's going to activate you with the new mindset you have. Listen, if you're listening to the Priestess Perspective, then you're already moving mountains out here. Like, you are well ahead of others when it comes to mindset work. And so I'm sure that in the process of listening to Priestess Perspective, you've expanded that. And so I want you to re-explore those expanders and those activators that you used to look into. For me, it was reading Neville Goddard, which I suggest for you, my Manifest Magic students, to read and to watch his speeches. And at the time, it was a lot of these like thought leaders that really spoke to me. There are some books that really spoke to me, like The Power of Now. And even reading like one line, I mean, it reignites something in you. And one thing leads to the next, and typically it'll activate something that builds a momentum towards something else. And I cannot overstate the importance of that, but I also cannot overstate the importance of plugging in to the right places, the right rooms, the right activators. Because I'm going to be honest, the energy of LA the last few months has felt a little bit unactivating. And that's not a bad thing. It's honestly been really nice for a while just to be in my comfy girl era, cuffed up era, like just being very like comfy, cozy, like going with the flow, getting into a routine. But you know, I've had enough of it. So now I really want that obsessive, all-encompassing, all-consuming, I'm fucking devoted energy towards things. And if you know, you know, like especially if you're ADHD and you're on a hyperfixation, you know what I'm talking about. But you know, when I was creating Rich Bitch Bootcamp, to me, that was that thing. Like, it was my all-encompassing, all-devoting, obsession. Like, I literally put my whole soul into Rich Bitch Bootcamp and I love it. And, you know, obviously I finished up with that and I haven't really found the next thing for me. But what I noticed, I mean, throughout my whole life, is that there's certain things that activate the living F out of me. Travel is one of those things. One of the most activated times I've felt in the last few months in this past year so far since 2024 is when I went to Costa Rica. Being in that frequency, being in that energy, being plugged into the spiritual nature of Costa Rica and like the communities there and just the air there. I can't even explain it. It's like the energy of the country itself activating AF, okay? Or, you know, the simple act of traveling, of being on a plane, or, you know, playing tennis is super activating for me. And there's just certain things where it's like, you know, going to a conference or going to a networking event or going to a speaker event. For some of you, might be going to a concert. But honestly, I think one of the most activating things in the world, and this is, you know, been backed by psychology and science, it's the five people that you surround yourself with, and the people you surround yourself with, period, influence everything about you. You want a bigger bank account? Well, the people that you surround yourself with directly in a lot of ways will reflect and mirror your bank account. Your bank account, rather, will mirror the people you surround yourself with. Your business will mirror the people you surround yourself with. Your body will mirror the people you surround yourself with. And I cannot overstate the importance of plugging into mentorship with mentors who inspire the living F out of you. There's one mentor in specific that I used to work with back in the day who I recently stumbled upon again. And I can't even tell you. Like, I'm recording this podcast because I listened to her, you know? She plugged me in. She got me into the activating momentum. Being in spaces like Rich Bitch Bootcamp, or, for me, like, I'll go to networking events or hang out with certain people, plugging into those spaces, those communities, being around those people that just dream so big, they move so big that you look at your goals and you're not like, oh my God, this isn't possible. Well, if Susie did it, well, I can do it too. And when you're in those spaces, you not only believe and know that you can accomplish these things, but you start to move subconsciously in accordance to that. And you're moving different. You'll notice it very quick. And so I really want you to take out a pen and paper right now. Write down what are the vibes that you are currently plugged into, and what are the vibes you want to plug into? What are the communities you want to plug into? And I'm telling you, this is a journaling exercise I just did, and it completely altered my mindset. And I was like, you know what? I haven't traveled in a really long time. For me. I haven't traveled in a long time. My Sagittarius moon is itching to travel. I want to plug into travel. I want to plug into a huge investment because I know that when I make an investment in myself or my business, it just fuels me up in a way I can't even describe. I'm just like fired up. I'm like, yes, I believe in myself. I'm all in. There's no turning back. I'm closing the door and I'm running. I'm going. And I was like writing down, a list of things I want to plug into and like the vibes I know that activate the fuck out of me. And I was just like, yeah. So I'm feeling fired up. If you're feeling this for this Taurus new moon that we're having right now, or if you're listening after, just know like this episode did not find you by coincidence. I really believe that. And the main takeaway of the message I want to give you is to not only move bigger, but I want you to know that when the challenges inevitably come up, you will be the 1% that persists because if you've decided that your destiny will be a certain way, the only thing that will stop you is if you decide to give up. If you decide to give up, because the only things that dictate your destiny are your decisions. The only things that determine your destiny and dictate your destiny are your decisions. So if you decide to give up, you've given up, and that is the outcome. But if you decide to keep going, if you decide the destiny is inevitable, if you understand that the challenge was placed in front of you because 99% give up, but you are the 1% that keeps going, then you will be the 1%. And what is the 1% experience? The desired destiny. And that is why this found you. You may be experiencing a challenge. You may be experiencing a setback. You may be having anxiety. You might be feeling like you are at rock bottom. But if you decide to persist, if you decide your destiny, your desire, whether it be your weight, your business, your following, your apartment, your house, whatever it is, your body, if you decide it is yours, if you decide that you are the god of your reality, if you decide that it always works out for you, if you decide that it gets to be good, if you decide that it is always working out in your favor, that everything happens for a grander reason that is benefiting you, you will always win. You will always win. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of The Priestess Perspective. I loved this one. Give the podcast 5 stars, please, and DM me that you did so I can thank you. It means so much for me, and it really inspires me to be more consistent on the podcast. Thank you guys for being patient with me. I've been going through a bit of a moment, so I wanted to come back with the activating energy, and I'm here and I feel it and I feel so activated. I love you. Don't forget to grab a Rich Bitch Bootcamp and Manifest Magic for 30% off using code ACTIVATE if it's still active down below. And I hope that is the activation you're seeking, and I hope this episode helped you as well. I love you immensely. Please, please know how insanely powerful you are. You can do it. You can do anything. I believe in you. So I love you, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.